This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We are coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. And, of course, you are getting us every Tuesday night, although Charlie and I have a show called Good Morning Liberty that we do every single day of the week when we want to, when I'm not traveling, when I'm not on vacation or doing whatnot. Charlie's traveling all the time too. Anyway, there's a show like every single day of the week. If you can go to BernieLies.com or go to Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app for that. I want to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn about dash.org. Well, once again, this is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie, and of course we have a daily show called Good Morning Liberty, which you can find both of those on your favorite podcast app. On Good Morning Liberty, we do a show called Dumb Bleep of the Week, and we do this every week, and we normally do this on Fridays. Of course, we're gonna bring you some of the dumbs tonight instead. But we do this every week, and then we do a tournament at the end of the year. We call it Dumb Bleep of the Year. And so basically our listeners submit things that they think are dumb, and then people in the Fed Haters Club submit things that they think are dumb, and then the people that listen to us live in the Fed Haters Club, you can go to that by going to joingml.com, those people that are listening live, they get to vote every week. So I wanted to tell you guys that are listening right now on the radio, whatever city you're in, we're in Nashville right now, I don't know where you are, you could be anywhere in the country, send me whatever you think is dumb, either on Twitter, Good AM Liberty, you can tag us, or you can send me an email. You can send that to nate@goodmorningliberty.us, the .us part, very important. So you send me a submission. If we think it should make it into 10 things that we talk about, that we can do it on this show, and if people vote for it, you can get the Dumb Bleep of the Year, and maybe your nominee gets to be Dumb Bleep of the Year, and you'll get a trophy for submitting it.
Yeah. This is for you. This is for the people.
So, if you don't know the rules, we will go through. We will list out things that are, in fact, dumb. We will talk about how dumb they are and why they are dumb. And then people in the Fed Haters Club who joined by going to joingml.com will vote on the dumbest thing. The one that wins, we will call Dumb Bleep of the Week. And that's our story.
That's the dumbest thing.
It is. It is. Okay. I reckon that means we could actually go into some things. There's nothing in the show notes here, Charlie, so don't worry too much about that. But the first things we're going to start off with are going to be the things that you were sending me last night.
My submission.
Your submission for Dumb Bleep is number one, because that you are number one to me,
Okay,
after my wife.
Okay.
That's and my family.
And your God. Dog.
And my dog.
Yeah.
But other after
and
them,
yourself.
You're yeah, and then me. You are the first person after all of those people.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel good. I feel good. For what?
I just wanted to try and bump up your confidence a little bit for today.
Yeah, I feel great.
So, there was a shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, And apparently what Charlie has found is that it was in fact Ron DeSantis' fault that the shooting happened. And it's because, like, starting this year, they're going to be teaching Black history differently in some of the schools, and that's why the shooting happened. Apparently.
Yeah.
Charlie, tell me some of the stuff that you saw.
All right. From Twitter, Eunuch Epstein Ortiz tweeted, Black leaders built a vigil today to honor the three Black lives lost in Jacksonville to gun violence. You're going to Jacksonville.
That's what I was saying. I'm going to go check it out. Yeah, I'm going to go confirm.
To gun violence yesterday. Governor DeSantis took advantage of their space after banning Black history, banning diversity, and more.
That's mean.
I didn't realize that DeSantis banned Black history and diversity.
Yeah, you can't talk about Black history anymore.
No.
Nothing. Don't even tell people that slavery ever existed.
And he showed up in their space that they owned somehow.
Yes.
In public.
It's a safe space that they had set up. There's another one here.
That's not it. That's not all. There's more.
Sent?
From Whitney Elise tweeted, the dissonance after banning Black history, signing off on the teaching of the benefits of slavery, eliminating state funding for DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, proudly announcing that Florida is where, quote, woke comes to die, to stand in vigil of those who were murdered due to racism, your rhetoric allows. So it's Governor DeSantis' rhetoric that caused this murderous racism.
Now, are you defending DeSantis because you are wanting to vote for him for president, and that's all you're doing, just chilling for DeSantis
right now? I'm probably
not going
to vote for him for president.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Let's see how it shakes out.
See if the Libertarian Party does anything. I'm sure they will.
I mean, right now, Vivek has my, probably has my vote.
Well, we'll see.
I said right now.
Well, come dumb bleep number nine, he might not.
Oh.
Because Vivek is dumb bleep number nine.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah, so the next thing, we got another one. Steve Peoples, who works for AP. We'll talk about him in a bit. Ron DeSantis scoffed. You know what? Before we do this, you sent a video also.
Yes.
Let me find that. I don't have it pulled up. What's up?
This video is so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's not that one. It's this one. Let's put it up here. On the screen, here we go, video.
We have repeatedly told him what his rhetoric was going to do, and that is exactly what transpired on yesterday. This is absurd. It's ridiculous. He is one of the causes to this. This is an agenda that he has been pushing since he has gotten into office. He showed us who he was when he initially ran for governor, saying, don't monkey this around, don't monkey this up, those type of statements. It only leads to things like this. We have leadership across this state, Republican leadership, who are doing everything to continually attack Black lives, right?
Okay. This is the agenda that he has been pushing right here.
To attack Black lives.
Yes. Just murdering Black people for being Black. I don't know what the monkey comments are. Don't monkey this up. Can he not say monkey anymore?
I don't know.
That's weird. I want to know when it happened that the person signing what was happening got so involved in the newscast. You know, if you can't see it right now, look at what's going on up here in the top left. This guy's almost getting cut out because they got to put this person. They might as well just like green screen her into the thing. That's what we're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Start putting these people in the picture.
Need a hologram of her, actually.
I'm serious. This didn't used to be a thing. It's weird to me.
Well, I mean,
look at her up there.
This is an agenda that he has been pushing since he has gotten.
And do you have to do it with the same attitude of the person who's talking? That's what I'm wondering.
CNN cares about inclusion. They want to make sure that people that can't hear
or read
can see.
Okay. Well, I got you.
Something is going on.
All right. Makes total sense. Total sense. All right. Let's go on to Steve Peoples. Ron DeSantis scoffed when the NAACP. Remember when the NAACP issued a travel advisory for spring, warning Black people to use extreme care if traveling to Florida? This is why, you know, because they were going to be teaching history in a way that people didn't like. And that was whether or not any slaves benefited from slavery or at least took things they learned and then used them later on in life. We've already talked about whether or not that's a good thing to teach. Anyway, this is one of the things that comes from that. A person
a neo-Nazi going to a Dollar General and killing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they warned us. Just 3 months later.
In fact, he just got out of Ron DeSantis' class,
mm-hmm.
I think.
He probably did. Just 3 months later, DeSantis is leading his state through the aftermath of a racist attack that left 3 African Americans dead. Black leaders in Florida and across the nation say they're outraged by his actions and rhetoric ahead of the shooting. And here is his story. Steve Peoples also said, The tragedy cast a shadow across the Republican presidential campaign this week as candidates faced uncomfortable questions about the party's increasing appeal among white supremacists and the GOP's fight against the so-called woke policies on race and gender. Yes, this is all Republicans causing this to happen. Virtually,
just like the Democrats caused the Nashville shooting.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure they took responsibility.
The woke ideology, yeah, mm-hmm. of the transgender shooter who killed kids at a Christian school.
Yeah, we'll never know. There's just no way.
It's
got
to be the Democratic leader's rhetoric.
Has to be. We can blame them. We can blame Bernie Sanders for the person shooting up a baseball field, right?
The left's policies that are, you know, just growing the communist inside of their party.
Yeah, nurturing. You know?
Exactly. It's got to be their fault. It's got to be the Democratic Party's fault.
Virtually all of the candidates have embraced a similar message aimed at appealing to the GOP's white conservative base by downplaying the existence of racism in America and restricting LGBTQ rights.
Oh,
who is Steve Peoples, by the way? He's a husband, a father, a New Hampshire native, chief political reporter at the AP, and he wants you to know that the other side is not the enemy. So, thanks, Steve. That's great. That's really backing that up.
What's the other side?
I don't know. Not him. And in this one from earlier in the week, Nikki Haley said that the vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Kamala Harris. And I don't know if you knew this, Charlie, but that was racist to say. Because if you don't like Kamala Harris, it's because she's black, and it means that you're racist.
Yeah. And if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you're not black.
All these things make sense to me. All right. We don't have to go any further. That's dumb belief number one. Let's move on to something else. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life, and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little love. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find a way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a lot. Changed my life, made me who I am today. And our co-host, Charlie, he's still using BetterHelp to this day. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. We'll talk about the Chicago mayor being mocked for suing automakers. Yes, once again, someone is suing Kia because their cars are getting stolen. Yes, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is facing backlash after filing a suit against Kia and Hyundai over claims they manufactured cars that lacked appropriate anti-theft measures, ultimately leading to a surge in car crimes.
It's the car's fault.
It's the car. Now, they are calling this a defect, and there's something that they're trying to fix with it. I still wonder whether or not it is truly the car's responsibility to make it too hard to steal, or if it is, in fact, hear me out. I know. It's crazy. It's only Wednesday, but hear me out. If it's the person who stole the car thief,
responsible not to steal the car.
He was, in fact, responsible for the cars getting stolen.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to have a longer debate about this sometime.
It's like, well,
I don't know.
You know, it's just like it's the woman's fault for what she wears.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Yeah. It can't be the guy's fault who mm-hmm. raped her.
No.
It's got to be the fact that she was wearing a short skirt. If she would have just been wearing, you know, loose-fitting clothing
mm-hmm.
and didn't have her makeup done and hair, you know, was in a ponytail or something, she looked unattractive.
Let me ask you this. The shooting in Jacksonville, was that Dollar General's fault?
Probably.
Because I don't see any of these people blaming Dollar General for making their stores too easy for people to get killed in.
Yeah. They only victim blame when it works in their favor.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I'm being totally sarcastic. Magoo says, what was the car wearing? That's the thing.
It had a Kia logo.
What was the car wearing?
He was asking for it.
Yeah.
Johnson's office announced a lawsuit last week alleging that both companies failed to include industry standard engine immobilizers in several models of the vehicles, which resulted in a steep rise in crime. In fact, it was the people stealing the car that... It's kind of like a gun. There's a gun sitting right there. It's literally right there. I'm pointing at it. Okay? That... gun
potentially,
right.
We don't know
yeah,
for sure.
That gun right there is real, okay? Now, it's just going to sit there. And in fact, it's been sitting there for a long time. Well, you know,
you can see it on video.
Actually, yeah, you can. Technically, you can. You find the gun in Charlie's video if you want to do that. So there's a gun sitting there. It's not doing anything. And in fact, a car that does not have an industry standard engine immobilizer installed in it properly will just sit there and not get stolen until someone comes up to it and steals it.
Someone okay? steals it.
It takes a car thief to take advantage of such a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's going to be dumb bleep number two, this Chicago thing. Dumb bleep number three, we'll caution some of the rhetoric here. This is from Breitbart, and I typically won't pull things from them, but they had a good screenshot. And so that is one of the criteria. And in this case, the screenshot was more important than the truth or the context or whatever, or the rhetoric. I'm sorry, but Zelensky wants some money. Charlie, can you imagine Zelensky wanting money? You go ahead.
That's
number three.
Zelensky says he won't hold elections unless the U.S. and EU pay for them. So an interview,
51st state, apparently.
In an interview published by the president's office on Sunday evening, Zelensky said that he would be willing to hold elections despite the ongoing martial law amid the war with Russia so long as the U.S. and EU bankroll the voting process. The Ukrainian leader said that elections during peacetime typically cost around $5 billion.
Hryvnia.
Yeah, that's... yeah, I guess that's their currency.
Some kind of dumb Ukrainian word.
Yeah. That's about $135 million, but did not speculate as how much more money they would cost during a war. Though, presumably, it would be much higher.
Probably like $150 billion, mm-hmm. I bet. Or, yeah.
Exactly. I would say probably $150 billion.
Yeah. U.S. dollars.
Yeah. It's going to cost a lot more. Zelensky said that he discussed the topic of funding for the 2024 elections with U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. What a great guy, who has been one of the staunchest supporters of sending more aid to Ukraine on Capitol Hill. I told Senator Graham, if the United States and Europe give us financial support, I'm sorry, I will not hold elections on credit. I will not take money from weapons and give it to elections either. But if you give me this financial support, if the parliamentarians realize that we need to do this, then let's quickly change the legislation, and most importantly, let's take risks together. We're in this together. Observers should be in the trenches. I told him observers must be sent to the front line so that the elections are legitimate for us and for the whole world, as this is absolutely fair.
For whom?
For him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Exactly. I'm sure they're going to spend everything the most efficient manner possible.
Well, they just need to send those Dominion machines over there.
Yeah. But not even, like, they don't even want weapons. They want cold, hard cash. They don't want credit or anything either.
It looks like Dominion could do it with their settlement from Fox News.
They should be able to bankroll this on their own.
Exactly.
Tucker Carlson's going to pay for this. Okay, number three. I mean, just think about how
I agree with Tom. Can we send Lindsey Graham to Ukraine?
It's not just the weapons that we give them or any of the money. Now, it's like, it's Charlie. It's mine. It's the people listening in the Fed Haters Club. It's the people listening on the podcast. It's your responsibility to work at your job all day and then give a portion of that to the government of Ukraine so they can have some extremely free and fair elections, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Also, why do elections cost that much?
It's a lot.
Mm. How many people are voting and what do they need to do to vote?
What is the vote? What's the cost per person there? What's the ROI on this vote?
I don't know, but it seems like we need to start some type of voting business.
Number four, California Attorney General sues school district for requiring schools to notify parents about students' gender transitions. Okay, cleverly worded title. They are talking about people using different names and identifying differently. It's not like they're taking hormones or having, you know, breast removal surgeries or anything. So they're talking about people changing their names and identifying differently. But California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a civil rights lawsuit against a school district on Monday to halt its recently adopted policy that requires schools to inform parents about student gender transitions. Bonta announced earlier this month that he launched an investigation into the school district, which represents 26,000 students in San Bernardino County, after district officials passed a policy in July that requires teachers to inform parents within 3 days if their child uses names and pronouns different from their birth certificate, or requests to use school facilities or join sports teams opposite of their gender. It just said that you need to tell the parents, like, hey, Karen, you don't need to go to the boys' basketball game to see your kid. You need to go to the girls' basketball game.
And Johnny is going by Susie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a civil rights violation.
And he chose number 69.
Right there.
For his jersey. For her jersey.
Quote, every student has the right to learn and thrive in a school environment that promotes safety, privacy, and inclusivity. The kids have more privacy than even people do these days from their parents,
yeah,
apparently, regardless of their gender identity, Bonta said in a news release. State's Attorney General argued the district's forced outing policy discriminates against the privacy rights of LGBTQ plus students and the California Constitution.
What rights do kids have?
Now, I don't think that I don't think this is forced outing, because if the school knows about it, then the kid's out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a total secret at that time, in my opinion. Like, if the kid doesn't want to ever tell anyone, that's one thing. But if you're changing your name at school and changing all the pronouns that people have to use,
can you not look at your kid's homework anymore?
You're pretty much out at that time.
Can you, like, what if they write their new gender name on their homework? Can you not look at their homework?
I don't know. The problem is they assume that, I get it, some parents would potentially react. They say safety, and so they're just assuming that you've got an unsafe home. Now, they could mean, like, emotional safety and mental safety and all that. Maybe you have an unsafe home, but they're assuming that all the parents are going to be reacted as terribly. And, by the way, it's the parents' kids. It's literally their kids. You're just a school district. You're a random school district based on the address of the person's home that the kid is going to. You're random people that went through college and got a teaching degree, something I freaking did, except for my piano recital, so I don't have it. Okay, not good at piano. And you've got more rights over the parent than the parents do?
I just find it really weird that they are just going, like, they're, like, grooming these kids, basically. It's disgusting.
We're going to have to censor that out. We can't say groomer.
Right? It's disgusting.
Can't say that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about that Gadsden flag controversy. A lot of people saying dumb economic things as well. All coming up on Liberty at Night.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. Top leaders in Washington are focused on averting a government shutdown this month. Top White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC there has to be give and take on both sides.
I think we need congressional Republicans to match some of the spending cuts that we've all agreed on with some high-end tax increases to inject more fairness into the code.
Republican lawmakers with the Freedom Caucus in the House are repeating an earlier call for steep across-the-board spending cuts. They also want strong border security language in any government funding package. Another continuing resolution to fund the government through early next year is the expected result of all this. United Airlines is triggering log jams at airports with Tuesday's reported request for a ground stoppage. Around noon, the major airline asked to ground all flights due to a reported computer glitch. United Airlines operates roughly 4,900 flights around the world each day to around 300 destinations, including 200 in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's up? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. And right now, we're about halfway through Dumb Bleep of the Week.
All right, let's see what else we got here.
Daily Wire has been busy today. You know, Daily Wire has really nice screenshots. Once again, they're very clean. They're not full of ads and crap like that. This is one that's been very viral over the last day or so. Have you seen this video? Connor Boyack posted it out, and it went very viral. Connor is the one who does the Tuttle Twins. He's been on the show before. He posted this out here. Colorado 7th grader kicked out of class for a Gadsden patch because of slavery origins. Now, there is a video associated with this. Charlie, have you seen this video?
I have not.
Neither have I.
Okay, here we go.
And so let's see what happens.
Do they know what the Gadsden flag is? That is a historical flag. The reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we do not want the flag that way, is due to its origins with the slavery and slave trade. That is what was, that's the reasoning behind them. No, like, the Gadsden flag. The don't tread on me.
Okay. Which is the Gadsden flag. What's going to happen if he doesn't take it off?
He is able to go, like, I just want him to go back to class. The bag can't go back. It's got a patch on it because we can't have that in and around other kids.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War patch that was enslaved when they were fighting the British. Maybe you're thinking of like the
Confederate flag. Okay, I'm here to enforce the policy that was provided by the district. Definitely, you have every right to not agree with it. I mean, yeah.
So they say that they can't allow it because of its origins with slavery, which it doesn't. It doesn't have any origins.
I mean, it is an antebellum flag prior to the Civil War.
So is the American flag.
Yeah, that's next.
You can see it in the video.
That's next.
America was started when there was slavery, so I'm surprised they're allowing the American flag to be hung in that room. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the funnier thing is that the person who said it, like, oh, because of its origins with slavery and the slave trade, like, she has no idea what she's talking about. Now, Gadsden, I believe, did have slaves, but once again, there's an American flag back there, and we're in America, and in fact, basically every country that you go to, you'll be able to say the same thing. What's the flag in Britain, like the Union Jack or whatever they call it?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to be able to say this about everything. You can't just pick and choose which ones you're not going to allow. She's right. The actual origins, when this was being used, they did carry it during the Revolutionary War. You know, you see people carrying flags out there. Old Betsy had her flag, and old Gadsden's flag was out there as well.
Those racists.
They did let him back in after all the backlash, and in fact, I think Connor posted out another video, or it was a screenshot. The next day, he went to school wearing like a Revolutionary War hat.
Nice.
Nice. But
this
yeah,
reminds me of the Patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, That's cool. Anyway, totally ridiculous. And what a lot of people are pointing out online is that, well, they allow a Black Lives Matter patch. If someone had a patch like that, they allow a the rainbow flag patch or whatever. Maybe we just shouldn't allow any of them. Or maybe we should just allow whatever. Or can they set rules on what they want to allow and not allow?
Can you have
they can set rules.
Can you have a hammer and sickle patch?
You probably could.
No one would say
anything about it. But if you wore a Nazi flag now, that'd be different.
Because
they want people with super high death tolls. They don't want those little BS death tolls, you know.
Right.
They want as many people dead as possible, apparently. And so anyway, totally ridiculous. I don't remember what dumb bleep number this was. Dumb bleep number 5. I mean, I happen to be a big fan of the Don't Tread on Me flag.
Your license plate.
My plate.
Is literally the Don't Tread on Me.
Thank you, Tennessee, for having a really cool yellow license plate.
I guess, can you pull into a school parking lot?
Not that one. I don't know. I guess I'm allowed to go anywhere in Tennessee.
But not in Colorado.
But we got a Gadsden flag right there behind Charlie. You can see it. There's even another one right over there.
Surrounded by racism.
Just racism everywhere.
Tom says he has one on his chicken coop.
How about that?
Yeah.
On the chicken coop.
Chickens want freedom. Better open up that coop, Tom.
Okay, number 6 doesn't go to Vivek. It goes to Eminem.
I did see this.
Mm-hmm. Eminem doesn't want Vivek Ramaswamy to use his music anymore. Now, he had the ability to do that because BMI allows you to use music. Like, you can pay him a little fee or whatever.
They have a blanket license for our politicians to use music.
Here you go, Chuck.
Yeah. So Eminem wants Vivek Ramaswamy to stop using his songs, sending a letter to revoke the license Ramaswamy's campaign had made with the music licensor BMI. Ramaswamy rapped Eminem's Lose Yourself at the Iowa State Fair in early August. On the 23rd of August, a representative for BMI informed Ramaswamy's lawyer that Eminem objected to the Ramaswamy campaign's use of Eminem's musical compositions, adding that Eminem wanted BMI to remove all Eminem works from the agreement. This letter serves as a notice that the Eminem works are excluded from the agreement effective immediately. BMI will consider any performance of the Eminem works by the Vivek 2024 campaign from this day forward to be material breach of the agreement, for which BMI reserves all rights and remedies with respect thereto. Ramaswamy later responded, tweeting, "Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?" He didn't just say what I think he did he?
It would have been funnier if he just said he didn't just say what I think he did he? The first part was way too cheesy. The second part would have just been way cooler, but, you know.
In college, Ramaswamy had performed raps under the stage name Davek, often rapping Lose Yourself. He reportedly also performed the song during a vacation to Canada at a karaoke bar. So, the man's a rapper.
You think he is allowed to... Now, what if a video surfaces of him doing karaoke? Like, is he banned specifically? It's just the campaign, right? But what if he goes out with friends?
I really
don't know. Karaoke bar.
I also want people to know that Eminem pulled his work for everybody. Yeah. Not just Vivek.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he wrote a letter. So the letter to BMI says, remove Eminem's works from this license. And the license is a blanket license for all political candidates.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So no one can use Eminem's songs now. Which, by the way, Eminem doesn't let anyone use his songs, not even movies or anything, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's very protective over that.
Exclusive.
Yes. So I don't know if this is specifically targeted at Vivek.
Well, it was definitely marketed to me on Twitter as being specifically targeted at Vivek.
When I looked into it, basically, Eminem told BMI to remove his music from that license.
Okay.
That license, all political campaigns use. It's a blanket license.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just Vivek specifically.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm shocked right now. I'm shocked.
But I know more about one thing than you do.
I normally, you know, I like to dig into stuff and figure out why it's not actually a dumb leap. You know, there's a couple things
it's
that
I... It's still dumb that Eminem pulled it.
Yeah.
I mean...
There's a couple things that I would also understand, you know, as Republicans buy sneakers too argument. Like, I don't want any political people using my music because then people might confuse that as an endorsement and I could lose some fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just thinking money, let's just not make this a political thing.
Yeah. Then that sent me down another rabbit hole, by the way, which apparently Drake dissed Eminem recently.
I'm not up
on
that.
And then Eminem dissed him back and it was not pretty.
Do you follow TMZ?
No.
Okay.
No, this all happened on TikTok and Google.
What was the diss?
Well, I don't remember it now, but let's just say Eminem won handedly.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
Well, let's move on from my stupid dumb belief. It wasn't really a dumb belief now. And number seven, Joshua Reed Ekel is not the dumb bleep. He actually been crushing it on Twitter most of the time lately. And he was responding to someone... They say, which is why we oppose capitalism. Josh says, capitalism is the only economic system built on voluntary exchange. Please try again. He's right about that. Chum the Water says, libertarian. Capitalism is voluntary exchange. Also libertarian. Get a job or die.
What's the alternative, by the way?
I don't know.
Let's say we had no economic means of exchange whatsoever.
I said it plenty of times. The alternative is that you force someone else to do the work for you and give you things. And that's better, apparently, to some people.
Like, prior to systems, human beings existed.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do? They went out and hunted and they planted food. What is that?
That's work.
Work?
Yeah, that's work.
That's work.
And so...
So even before systems, you had to work or die. Like, you had to get a job or die.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
We didn't call it a job. You didn't fill out a thing. You didn't pay taxes to the government. You know, you did your employer.
Nobody interviewed you.
Yeah, you weren't paying in the FICA and all this kind of stuff. So, but you were still working.
You just had to walk over a set of hot coals.
Yeah.
And then you were a man and you could join the hunts. That's it.
So this person, Phoenix, whatever, responds to that and says, what would happen if we were living in the wild? Could you not work and live? Chum the Water says, I think there wouldn't be people working at jobs they hate.
Then go live in the frickin' wild. God.
Chum the Water's response to, what if we just lived in the wild? What would that be like? And he said, well, people wouldn't be working at jobs that they hate.
Okay.
And so then I said, what if they hate hunting for food and looking for water and building shelter? To which they didn't respond.
But, of course.
Some people liked it and thought that it was pretty good. Because you might not, in fact, enjoy doing all of those things, going out and killing your food or growing your food or trying to find your water source and fighting with people over it and killing each other so you can have the water source and people are pooping upstream and you can't get them to stop doing it and they're contaminating your water and they're turning to frogs. Okay? And then
in fact, most people don't like it, by the way, which is why we built all of this.
Yes, it's true. They didn't. Yeah. They weren't just like, I want to do something I don't like.
Right.
No, they didn't want to do that. And so they started doing that.
Yeah. So ridiculous. If you want to go live in the woods, go live in the woods. 100% support.
I'm going. I don't want to live in the woods, though, so I'm not going to go. Okay. Now we've made it all the way.
That was number seven.
That was number seven. That's number eight. Now, maybe at first you wouldn't say that this is dumb. In fact, I'm sure we disagree with this law in Uganda. I'm sure we do. But it's the way that they said it that's not that great. From CNN right now, two men in Uganda are facing separate charges of aggravated homosexuality.
Aggravated.
an offense punishable by death under the country's controversial new anti-gay laws. Now, Charlie, what would be your assumption based on this headline?
That those two men were together?
What's your overall assumption with the situation? Draw it out for me in as much detail as you possibly can, down to the body part. Kidding about that.
That these two men were caught having sex with each other?
Were they aggravated about it?
Aggravated?
I don't know what happened.
Aggravatingly?
Because they got controversial new anti-gay laws. And so they're out looking for gay dudes. Yeah. That's a real thing around the world. I'm not in favor of it. It's dumb in itself to have laws against homosexuality that could be punishable by death.
Yes.
Or punishable in any way.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't do that. I've been to countries before where you couldn't be gay, okay? And I was traveling with a gay person, and we had to make sure she didn't do any gay shit while we were there, okay? You know how difficult that was?
Yeah.
Morally.
You're like, don't, that looks gay. So stop it.
Anyway, if you look at the context here, one of the men is charged with raping a disabled man, and the other one is charged with raping a minor.
Oh.
Yeah, not someone who is digging for coal, someone who is underage, just so you know.
Right.
You know, because we're, if you're listening right now.
The rich man, north of Richmond. Yeah.
Minor. Did you see he was on Joe Rogan today?
I did.
Yeah. Crazy.
I haven't watched it yet, but I did see that.
I was listening to it beforehand.
Yeah.
Pretty good so far.
Also, it turns out there's two separate incidents, like two separate crimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one man was raping a disabled man, and the other man was raping a child.
Yes. And
they both should die, actually.
Yeah. Anti-gay laws. Mm-hmm. This is what it's going to lead to.
No, both of those men should actually face the death penalty.
Like I said, listen,
I'm against the death penalty, actually, but I think if you could prove beyond a reasonable, if you could prove, like, prove it, mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Now, I think the headline is meant to just say, oh, look, people are getting put to death for being gay. That's what the headline says, and that's why it's dumb. It's not exactly what it says, but that's what it leads you to believe. Some gay people were having gay sex, and now they're going to get sentenced to death in Uganda. And that might, in fact, happen, and we disagree with any of the anti-gay laws that they have, of course. But the actual story is, oh, this guy raped a disabled man, the other one raped a child, and now they're going to get put to death for doing this. I would say that the gay part is what pushed it from, like, a normal rape punishment up to a death sentence type punishment. It's probably the gay part. We said gay a lot in this.
Yeah. Well, it's about a gay law.
It is about a gay law.
Anti-gay law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number 8.
Which makes it gay.
Number 9. Number 9, speaking of, Vivek Ramaswamy, who Charlie endorsed at the beginning. Charlie Thompson from Good Morning Liberty endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy.
I didn't say I endorsed him. And I just said of all the potential candidates currently running.
This tweet had already gone out, and he still endorsed him after Vivek had sent out this tweet.
I'm going to clarify. Well, I was asked who I was going to vote for because I wasn't going to vote for Ron DeSantis. Okay? And I said of all the candidates running currently, who's going to be on the ballot, because I don't know who the Libertarian Party ticket's going to be or anybody else that may enter the race. Vivek probably is the one I mostly align with.
Okay.
But I haven't read this yet.
So, Charlie, the gist of this is, he says, I am the only presidential candidate willing to state what is necessary. We will defend Taiwan. The U.S. currently doesn't even recognize Taiwan as a nation. Democrats and Republicans both unquestionably endorse the One China policy and embrace strategic ambiguity toward the island. No other presidential candidate is willing to commit to militarily defending Taiwan. And in December 2016, Trump was roundly derided for violating diplomatic protocol for the high offense of answering a congratulatory phone call from Taiwan's president. By contrast, I favor strategic clarity. Defend Taiwan vigorously until the U.S. achieves semiconductor independence. By the way, we're literally going to go to war to protect the semiconductor factories
NVIDIA
in Taiwan. They're not even, We're not, and now at least he's
not the people. It's not the people.
It's actually the Taiwan semiconductor main TS, whatever the thing is, probably.
Mm, you know the thing.
TSC. You know the.
Yeah.
So at least he's being truthful about this, because when it comes to Ukraine, we're like, oh, democracy. You know, we hold this thing and we're just protecting democracy. Vivek is literally saying, hey, there's a lot of semiconductors in Taiwan, and we will literally put the military in front of them defending those against China because we have to. So.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. This is dumb.
He lost my vote with this tweet.
On that right there.
That right there. Because I'd heard him on Ukraine. I was like, okay, there's one guy up there who said we don't need to send any more money to Ukraine. Turns out, because he wanted to send it to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's got better priorities.
And willing to go to war with China
mm-hmm.
over Taiwan.
Now I get it.
Which, I mean, they make spaceships, too, yeah. as we know from Armageddon.
They make the components for them.
Right, right.
All the components. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just watched that last weekend.
And they're easy. You can make them work yeah. pretty easily. That just hit them with a wrench.
That movie's so ridiculous. Freaking Michael Bay, man. Just things blowing up all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful piece of film. And I love Bruce Willis and all the other people in that. But my God, is that a really terrible movie?
Yes.
It's like factually not accurate, I yeah. would say. Just not great.
And you see all the explosions with the sparks like yeah. they did in the 90s. You yes. know?
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a piece of metal lands on another piece of metal, it's going to blow up. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, I get the idea. You want to project your strength and you want to say, yes, we will defend them militarily. Yes, we will use troops. We'll do whatever. And then that's supposed to deter China. But what if it doesn't work? And then they go to do it, you know, then you're literally saying that you go to war to protect them. And I don't understand how that's constitutional, and I don't understand how it's moral. A lot of things I don't understand about this.
Yeah, I didn't see protect semiconductor plants at all costs in the Constitution.
National interest.
I mean, he says you know? That. He says that our way of life depends on leading-edge semiconductors manufactured in Taiwan, and we can't risk China gaining near-total leverage over the entire U.S. economy. Now, look, is China a good place? No. Mm-hmm. It's a total dictatorship there. It's tyranny.
I don't like it.
Yeah. They have the social credit score. They have all kinds of crazy things over there. Okay? China's not a good country.
They even eat bats over there.
Yeah, the government's not good. They develop viruses that kill millions of people
mm-hmm.
that we fund.
Yeah.
By the way, potentially, you know, we don't know. But the fact that we're willing to go to war with them over semiconductor plants, I mean, that's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Should we consider war over the fact that their freaking virus just killed like millions of people around? China just killed millions of people around the world.
If we're not considering war over COVID,
yeah,
but we are over semiconductor chips.
You're literally talking about millions and millions of people died because of something that clearly was developed in China. We're not even talking about that. It's the semiconductors. And I get it. Semiconductors are super important. But you know what it means? And it would be terrible for the economy. It would be really bad for the market, all that stuff. I get it. It'd be really bad. But what it really means is we just have to use the semiconductors that we have right now for like a couple of years or something while we're building some more plants, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, let's just take all of your money and send it over there. Maybe even throw some American troops in harm's way, too. Who cares? You know, it's just China.
Mm-hmm.
They got the biggest navy in the world. They got a lot of stuff out there, allegedly. Probably fake boats out there.
Also, China's a nuclear power.
Yeah.
I don't think we should go on a war with those people.
All right, get your votes in. God darn it.
1 through 9. They go over them right now.
Well, Charlie, I'm glad you asked. Number 1 was the Jacksonville shooting was Ron DeSantis' fault. Number 2 was suing Kia for car thefts. Number 3 was Zelensky saying they can have elections if we pay for them. Number 4, the California AG suing that school district because they would tell your parents if you were going to change your name. Number 5, the Gadsden flag situation. Number 6 was Eminem and Vivek. Number 7 was that dumb socialist saying dumb things. Number 8 was the CNN Uganda headline. And number 9 was Vivek on China.
Ooh, we have a split crowd currently.
Yeah, tell them what they get for.
Uh-oh, now we're tied.
I know. Someone's going to have to start pulling votes. Going to start pulling votes.
We're
from
tied
something.
Between Zelensky and the Gadsden flag.
Now, Gadsden flag, okay.
Now we've moved. Looks like the Gadsden flag pulling in the lead.
You can go
look
to
at these last mail-in ballots coming in quickly.
Got a late night ballot dump happening right now.
Yeah.
Go to God Hates Feds. GodHatesFeds.com to have a God Hates Feds shirt. Okay. Nailed it. I'm probably going to cut that one, just throw it at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
That would say.
Perfect.
That way we don't have to say anything else, you know.
He sounded like a mixture of Glenn Beck and and Ben Shapiro.
And Fergie and Jesus.
Doing that ad.
Yeah. The other thing.
I could have said it better myself.
You know, I haven't told people. Go Free Talk Live. There's a podcast for that, too. Listen to the other shows that are on there. And also, you can listen to a 3-hour episode every Tuesday of the two of us, yours truly, doing a 3-hour episode. And it's definitely not content you find anywhere else. And so you want to go to that podcast.
It's live.
Because it also gets
free.
Sent out to the radio waves all over the country. Yeah. On Tuesday nights.
Can you believe our voice floats on radio waves?
I was thinking about radio.
Isn't that cool?
I was thinking about radio waves the other day. Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy to me? Well, the votes are coming in. By the way, the gas and flag situation looks
like it's
going
in. Is that not teleportation?
No, listen to me.
In a way?
My radio, not that nice of a radio, but it will tell you. Everyone's radio does this. This is not a cool trick that Honda pulled or anything. It'll tell you what song is playing and who it's by. And that just came through some freaking thing in the air down to my, you know, your car's little shark fin antenna back there. Not only is it teleporting a song into my car, but even this data on top of it that tells it who did the song, what the name of the song is, like words. How does that work? I don't understand.
We've had that technology for like 100 years. Wild.
Man, the things you just get used to and never really think about, you know?
It is.
I was just thinking about it the other day, reading the name of the artist on there. I'm like, how did they get the name of the artist in my car? You know? It's not like Honda talked to the radio station today to put it to time everything out properly. It's craziness. Anyway, the gas and flag situation is the dumb bleep of the week.
Coming up, we're going to talk economics and gun control.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.